Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. All the signs tell us that winter is coming. The nights are growing longer and colder, and we've seen these signs before. We know well what's about to happen. Complain as one might, the snows will still fall, and the cold will have its day, or rather its night. Although it might seem unfortunate that the world has to freeze like this, it's nothing new for us. In fact, the more you think about it, the more it seems appropriate. The season outside might be winter for around a quarter of the year, but the season of the human heart is always winter. It is ever cold. Winter is just the temperature and the weather catching up to match the state of things internally. Do we really deserve anything but winter when we can't even imagine to avoid killing each other, to keep the world fed, to be civil between friends and family, to raise our kids rightly, to speak truth, to power, to even come to church? In all of these facets, it has been winter for a very long time now. And it's been a harsher winter than has ever covered Michigan or Alaska or Siberia. And it's not going to get any better on this side of eternity. We know for a fact things will be dark before the dawn. For Jesus tells us this morning, there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations and perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. The very skies, the seas, the seasons are railing against us and our iniquities. But they also point us to something to come, to something that will restore them, that will restore us and set all aright. But Jesus doesn't really talk about winter in our gospel today. The teaching he gives us here, rather, is one about trees. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. Now, the fig tree, as you may know, is a fruit-bearing tree that is native to the Mediterranean region, including ancient Palestine, and it has been known for doing something which is very common for us in this northern climate. When winter comes around, the fig tree sheds its leaves and remains barren for the season. Yet everyone knows that the tree isn't dead. Just as we know, most of our currently barren, leafless trees are not dead, but that it's just winter. With these words, Jesus acknowledges that this world indeed is in winter. But he tells us that it is not a pitch black night. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Yes, the world is barren, cold, and full of evil, and so are we. We too were once leafless, fruitless, barren trees in the middle of an Arctic blast, who still daily sin much and act in bitterness in accordance with the outside temperatures. And yet, You are not barren. You are not dead. You might have been born children of the winter, but you now belong to the Lord. You have been baptized into his marvelous light, and his eternal summer is drawing near. In this dark night, we can still see that great northern star which he has given us, and it's resting over a stable in Bethlehem. Although it's night, we can see the sun beginning to rise on the horizon. And this is the Son of Righteousness who has come to banish all winter. Although the powers of heaven are shaking, Jesus declares, your redemption is drawing near. And this is precisely what the season of Advent is all about. It is all about the Advent, the coming, the arrival of redemption, of salvation, of the incarnation of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ. It has everything to do with this Son of Man, the only begotten Son of the Father, taking human flesh and coming in loving warmth to purge away the frozen sins of this world. In this wonderful scene we call Christmas, in this very event, all of the works and aspects of Jesus are there in the manger. His conception, his birth, his life and ministry, his death, resurrection, and ascension, and even his second coming on the last day, which Jesus is explicitly talking about in our gospel here. When you see a nativity scene, when you see that little child laid in a manger, never forget the cross is always on a hill, shining over the whole picture. Sort of like we see nicely depicted in the middle of our banner here. When you see a manger, you must see the Son of Man, the Son of Righteousness, the Son who burns 10,000 times hotter than the sun in our sky. For he has submitted his fiery glory to human flesh in order to bring us, his brothers and sisters, an eternal summer in every sense of the word. But watch yourselves, Jesus continues, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life. Even though we may have to live in winter for now, we do not live as if it's always going to be this way. If you truly believe that Jesus has delivered you, do you think it's right to continue living like everyone else? To live like dead logs who have no regard for God or one another? God forbid. You cannot allow the coldness to creep onto you, to allow yourself to become isolated from God and from your brothers. You cannot allow the coldness of sin to cause you to look at your brothers and sisters in Christ as inconveniences, as dangers just waiting to inflict you with disease and harm, whether wittingly or not. No, we ought to be clinging to each other now more than ever, to share our warmth and lift each other up out of this gloom, to lead each other to the blessed gathering of his church. Jesus, that Son of Man, shines upon you with his word, and with his very self he binds you, not just to himself, but to one another. Even though heaven and earth will pass away, he promises, my words will not pass away. And these words are not just yours as an individual's, but rather we confess our Father, together like an everlasting wedding vow. Yes, you are not called to live like empty trees, but rather like a sunflower, which even though the sky is completely clouded over, or even though it's the dead of night, you still face toward that sun of righteousness, toward that son of man, and where he is found in his church, where he is found in your brothers and sisters, and in the midst of you all in word and sacrament. Now straighten up and raise your heads. Jesus says, watch yourselves. Stand guard, keep vigil like a sunflower, and be ever facing this Son of Man. For he is your redemption, and he is here. Because he is the Son of Man, the church where he deigns to dwell is like a burning hearth, a roaring wood stove, and all who take shelter here will always have heat in abundance and safety from that chilling world, from sin and the devil. Even though the world and all of mankind may hurl its flurries, you have a Savior who is warm flesh and hot blood, a Savior who through his words given and shed for you gives you molten strength in the form of his very lifeblood. And even though you must again walk out into the blizzards of this world, you will go out leaping, with the snows melting around your blazing feet, and all the world's troubles will be trampled like ashes underfoot. So watch yourselves. Don't be carried away with the concerns of this life, but stay awake at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Receive this Son of Man. Believe his word. Affirm him and pray. And his advent will be a joy to you. And not only this Advent season looking forward to Christmas, but also the Advent season which coincides with the winter of this life. For we look forward to Christ's coming again on the last day and do so eagerly with the prayer on our lips, Maranatha, come Lord, come quickly. Fear not, brothers and sisters, this winter won't last forever. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.